First of all, I just want to say thank you. And it's really an honor and a blessing to be here and to be able to share with you today. Again, for those of you that don't know me, my name is Monica Easter. I just wanted to give you a little bit of background of where I came from. And so growing up, I grew up in a home with two parents, you know, very normal life, great life. My parents were very loving, very kind. You know, they were good parents. And I didn't know God. I grew up a Catholic, actually. I don't even know if we were practicing Catholics. So, but we were Catholic on the holidays, definitely. And so I didn't have a relationship with God. I just had the whole religion, you know. And I really honestly thought that growing up, I was good. And I was going to go to heaven because I was good. And oddly enough, it was my ex-husband who told me I needed to be saved in order to go to heaven. And I thought, you're crazy. I'm good, you know. Anyway, I grew up, like I said, very normal and but rebellious. I definitely had a lot of rebellion and a lot of I was going to do things my way because I knew best. And so very stubborn and very, very rebellion. Rebellious, oh Lord. However, when I was 14 years old, I became pregnant. And not knowing God and not knowing what to do, I found myself very terrified and really just afraid and lost. And I was told, you know, of course, that it's just a glob of tissue and it's not a baby. And I was also told that I would die if I tried to have the baby because my body was not physically able to handle having a baby at that age. So I went with my parents and I had an abortion. And it wasn't until yesterday that God actually healed that moment, because I had completely blocked it out pretty much all my life. It was like I knew it happened, but I just could never get back to that day. And so at 14, I go and I have the abortion. And I just know that even though I didn't know God at that time, He truly was reaching out to me. That night after the abortion, I was laying in bed and my feet were really, like, have you ever gotten your feet just wrapped up in the blankets and it's almost like you're wrapped like kind of like a burrito? And I was just very tangled up, and I got up to go to the bathroom and there was this person in my room and they said, everything's going to be okay. Everything's okay. And they actually helped me, like, get my feet untangled from the sheets. And I thought, okay. And I thought, you know, maybe because I was so out of it, I thought maybe it was my mom. And went to the bathroom, came back. Next morning, I was like, Mom, how did you hear me? How did you know? And she said, what are you talking about? And I said, well, weren't you in my room helping me? And she said, no. And I thought, well, okay, then who was that? And it was years later that I found out that I really believe it was an angel that God sent. And it's taken me years to realize that even when I was at my lowest of lows and my darkest of darks, you know, God was still reaching and trying to get a hold of me, and I find that very humbling, because He could have left me there, but He didn't, and I thank God that He didn't. So a couple years later, I got pregnant again, and it was very rough. There was a lot of fighting, and the families were fighting, you know, and it was just going to be too much, you know. And again, I didn't know what to do. I was like, Lord, I can't handle this. And I still don't know God at this point. And I couldn't handle it. You know, I just thought, well, I'm just going to go have another abortion because I can't handle this. And I went to the clinic to go have the abortion and went back to the examining room once again. And the doctor came in and he said, you know, did his examination. He said, well, I'm sorry, I can't perform the abortion. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, you're too far along and I can't do the abortion. And I knew that I wasn't too far along. And I kind of argued with him, to be honest. I was just like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I know I'm not that far along, so, you know, this is ridiculous. And he said, no, you're too far along, and I'm not going to do the abortion. And so, thank God that God just really stepped in. And, you know, when God says that whatever's meant for evil, he will turn to good, he is so faithful on his word. And when I gave birth to my daughter, who is absolutely beautiful now, she's 24, and she's given me two beautiful grandchildren, and she's getting ready to have her third, so we're excited. But when I had my daughter, I was in the hospital, and in walks this lady with a gift, and I thought, who is this woman? And so, you know, it's kind of strange when a complete stranger walks into your room. You've just had a baby, and you're like, okay. And she told me her name and, you know, told me how she had heard about me and how God had laid me on her heart. And of course, that woman was Cindy. And so she invited me to come to Bible study. And so I thought about it, and I thought, well, okay, you know. And so my friend Sandra, at the time I was going to school with her, said, hey, do you guys want to go to Bible study? And so we ended up going, I think it was a couple weeks later, if that, because I know Allie was still a teeny tiny baby. And when I got there, all these women had thrown me this baby shower. And I thought, who are these people? Because when I was 16, I didn't look 16. I looked like I was 12. So when I was pregnant and out to here and I was walking around, everybody was always looking at me and they would whisper. And so I had a lot of shame and I had a lot of condemnation, you know, and I just always felt that shame, like, oh my gosh, you know. And I remember, you know, I'd walk and people would just, they'd look and they'd literally would just be like, shh, you know, and they'd whisper. And I knew they were talking about me. I mean, it was obvious. But so when you walk into a room and there's complete strangers there who just show you the love of God and they're not judging me, it really took me back. And I thought, wow, what is, you know, this is definitely different. This is not anything I've ever experienced before. And then God gave us the miracle. I really look at it as my miracle, but I know I'll share it as the miracle when he really slowed down time to show who he was. I mean, we were literally in the car driving and, you know, only had a few minutes to get Sandra home. And knowing if she was not home at 9 o'clock on the dot, she was never going to be allowed to come to Bible study or go to church. And we're driving and God was just like, I mean, the whole atmosphere changed. You're like, what is going on? You know? And for God to slow down time, it almost came to like a stop. It was just, you can't even explain it. You had to really be there. And we're all looking around like, what is going on? And I don't know, it's so many times God has shown me himself over and over like that. And it blows me away, but it just shows how big he is. Like, he can control time. He, because he cared so much about Sandra and he wanted her to be able to come, you know, he's like, oh, look, I can just stop time. But I think for me, it was just like, oh my gosh, this God is real. This God is big. This God can do anything. But also, when you combine that with a room full of people who you don't even know, who just pour out love on you and no judgment whatsoever, you know, you realize there's something different about somebody who truly loves God. And so I ended up giving my life to the Lord. And my whole family actually got saved, praise God. So God really did take what the enemy meant for evil and turned it to good. And so in that, you know, I just started going after God and really seeking God. And I had my moments where I didn't understand. I still had a lot of healing, and God had to get a lot of junk out, you know, break a lot of generational curses and that sort of thing. And, you know, so I had my moments where I would be going after God, and then there I'd go, and we'd be like, hello. And it's like, no, come back this way, you know. And I'm so thankful that God put really strong, godly women in my life to help guide me and to help speak life into me and to speak correction into me. It wasn't always easy hearing correction. You know, nobody likes to be corrected. But God says that he corrects his sons and his daughters because he loves us. And so God's correction really is different than the enemy's condemnation. You know, God's correction was, look, I love you, and this isn't good for you. And there's a gentleness to it. You know, it seems really hard at the moment. And I was very hard-headed, so God really had to be harsh with me at times. There were times I felt like, oh, gosh, you know. But you know, it was so different. And I fought all the condemnation because the enemy was constantly telling me that I wasn't good enough and that, you know, I had all this shame. And how could I dare speak in front of people and share what God has done? You know, I mean, look at you. You committed murder. I didn't just, you know, go out and, you know, I don't know what, you know, lie a couple times or something. I mean, this was like, not that one sin is bigger than the other, you know, or greater than the other. Sin is sin. And God doesn't look at one and be like, oh, okay, well, that's not so bad. You know, God doesn't wink at sin. And so, you know, but to me, I thought, oh my gosh, you know, how could God ever forgive me? How could he ever forgive me? I committed murder. I mean, I killed my own child. And it took really the blood of God and the his healing grace to really set me free. And it was a process. And, you know, there was times where I received God's grace, and then I kept going back because I kept thinking, this is just too easy. It, you know, it can't be that easy. I've got to work for this. I've got to do something, you know, to make this right. And I will never forget the time God gave me this vision where I kept trying to work out my payment, I guess, or I don't know what I was trying to do. And God said, you know, it's like I'm standing here on the cross, and I've already paid for you, and I've already covered it in the blood. And he's like, and the devil's standing in front of me, and he's throwing out all the accusations, and he's right. And he's like, but you're already covered. I already paid for it. But you keep sticking your head around, going, but he's right. But he's right, and I should pay. God's saying, you can't ever pay. You could never, ever pay for what you've done. Never. And I had to realize at that moment that, you know what? I had to receive the grace of God, and I had to receive his forgiveness and say, you know what, God? I can't ever pay. There's nothing I could ever, ever do, ever. I can't work hard enough. I can't serve God hard enough. I can't do anything to ever pay for my sins. Thank God I don't have to. It was when I got my eyes off of myself and my works and really understanding that it's his grace and it's his strength and it's him that does it. That's so freeing. It's such a freedom to be able to walk with God and know I don't have to, you know, do this and this and this and this. Yeah, yes, we have warfare. Yes, we have to pray. Yes, we do have a part to do, but God does all of it, and we just kind of join up with him, if that makes sense. As I've walked out my walk with God, and God's healed me in a lot of places. You know, I wasn't, like I said, I didn't live a very godly life most of my life. I was very rebellious and very promiscuous. And, you know, I had to go to God and really seek Him. Okay, God, why am I doing these things? Because my heart was always, God, I love You. And I want to please You. That has always, always been my heart. And I said, God, I do love You. And that's why I think the condemnation was so hard for me to break free from, because I kept thinking, well, if I did love God, then why can't I just get free from this stuff? Why can't I just stop doing this? Why can't I just stop, you know? And the truth is, you know, there was a lot of generational curses I had to deal with. There was a lot of junk in my heart. I didn't understand things, you know. He says the truth shall set you free. And it really is His truth. And it's amazing, whenever I would get His truth, and then it, like, the light bulb would go on, and I'd be like, ah, I get it. And then, man, the breakthrough would come. And then I'd be like, okay, God, I understand now. You really do have to understand His ways and who He is. If you don't understand the character of God and how He works, you're never going to get it. You're always going to keep trying to do it in yourself, you know? And I can tell you, I am living proof, it doesn't work when we do it in ourselves. It just doesn't. I mean, I have tried it many times and failed. And my kids, thank God, God has, you know, had His hand on them, and He's blessed them, because I know I messed up a lot of times with them. But God is so faithful. He really is faithful. I got divorced, and that was hard, but God showed Himself faithful once again. He always took care of me. He always took care of my kids. He always took care of my needs. And I really believe that God looked at my heart, and He's like, she's really trying. She's really trying. She's not getting it right all the time, but she's really trying. And she really does love me. And that took a long time for me to get to that place, because I always felt like God was mad at me. I always had this thing that, you know, my dad was a drill sergeant. And if anybody's ever grown up with a drill sergeant, you'll know they are very strict. So when they say, now, you better be there now. I didn't get the nice little, hi, honey, wake up, come on, time to get, no. It was the bam, 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 you know. And then it was, you know, he would play, I don't even know what it's called, revelry or something like that, you know. So, I mean, my dad was a good dad. He really was. And he loved me the way he knew to love me, you know, where he was with God. And, but I always had this thing about God. I always felt like God was mad at me, and that I was always making Him angry, and I was always disappointing Him. I was always failing. My God, I don't, you know, I'm just tired of failing. I'm such a failure. I'm always tired of failing. And then I realized, through a lot of teaching and a lot of healing and a lot of walking through, God's not mad at me, and that He loves me, and He really wants the best for me, and He wants the best for all of us. You know, it's not just me, it's all of us. He really has unconditional love. There's no strings attached, there's no requirements, there's no, you know, no nothing. Nothing. The most amazing thing is that He just loves me. He just loves me. And I always think of the scripture that says, to whom is forgiven much, loves much. You know? I look at Mary Magdalene in the Bible, and I think, she loved you because of everything she's been through and what you did for her. And I relate to her a lot. I may not have gotten paid, but nonetheless, you know, I mean, hey, let's just call it like it is. I have no shame, because God's taken my shame, praise God. I don't have any shame anymore, because I don't need to be ashamed, because that's who I was. That's not who I am. And I know that God has taken that old and He's turned it all new. And I am a new creation in Christ. I know that. I know that God loves me. And I mean, even during worship this morning, you know, I kept praying, God, just give me the words to say. Like, I just want to I just want to please you, God. I don't want to fail. And he said, you know what, Monica? He said, if you get up there and you say nothing, he's like, I'm still going to love you. He's like, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter because I love you, because I love you, because I love you, because I love you, because I love you. And he loves each and every one of us the same way. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we've done. You know, I mean, I've done a lot of horrible things in my life, but God loves me. And you know what? I'm not going to let the enemy shut me up anymore. And I'm not going to let him hold me back from what God has in my life any longer, because he had that way too long. And now I'm like, nope, no longer. So now I choose to stand and to glorify God no matter what. And it's taken me a lot to just even get to this place, because I was always a man pleaser, always so worried about what everybody thought of me. So worried, oh God, are they gonna like me? Are they gonna hate me? Do they think I'm stupid? You know, do they think I'm goofy? You know, I struggled with my looks because I'm only 4'11", but thank God for high heels. when you're really short, you know, I always wanted to be the tall blonde with the long legs, and even that, it was a process to God saying, look, I created you just the way you are, and I love it. Like, why are you always, you know, beating down what I've created? And so, like I said, I was hard-headed. God had to really get me on almost everything, man. I was like, I'm one of these ones, I could write a book and it would probably be too long for anybody to ever read. because God has just done so much in my life. He's done so much. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for everything he's ever done in. I just love him. One of the things I feel like God really wants me to share, when I had the abortion,